What's up, mi gente? This is your host, Andrés Incapié, and I welcome you to Were You Listening? An exploration of blackness in the songs we love. Today, we'll be listening to Mi Negrita Me Espera, interpreted by Ismael Rivera, a legendary salsa singer also known as Maelo Rivera.
Hasta mañana, porque cuando salí dijo negro no tardes.
Hey, it's your host Mel, here to tell you that Were You Listening is a series of the Mixtape podcast which aims to center the contribution of Black people and culture across Latin America, the Caribbean, and the diaspora through dance and music. If you were looking to practice your bilingual skills, mira, si tú quieres practicar, there is also a Spanish version of this episode. Así que ve y lo escuchas en español también. Follow us on Instagram at mixtape.podcast and click the link tree in our bio to find all of our episodes across platforms, including Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and YouTube.
So far, we've had Cuba in the house with Alexander Abreu and Celia Cruz, we've had Colombia in the house with Grupo Niche, and we finally have Borinquen in the house. La Isla del Encanto, Puertorro, our beloved Puerto Rico. What an honor. Growing up in Colombia, I noticed that the songs played in dance parties, almost entirely salsa and merengue songs back then in Colombia, were mostly performed by local Colombian singers as well as singers from three other countries: Cuba, Puerto Rico, and the Dominican Republic. I am forever thankful to the people of these countries for the wonderful art they have produced and continue to produce. It's really amazing. And their art has been a loyal companion for me my entire life. Okay, back to Maelo. Ismael Rivera was a talented Afro-Puerto Rican artist born in Santurce in the metropolitan area of Puerto Rico in 1931. After working in his early years as a shoe shiner and a construction worker, Maelo devoted himself to music, starting his musical career singing the folkloric rhythms of Puerto Rico, bomba and plena. Maelo catapulted his very successful career through these two Afro-Puerto Rican rhythms. The following text by author Robert Tellez Moreno helped us explain why Maelo felt such a special connection to bomba and why he injected it in his music. Tellez Moreno writes, I quote, "Bomba emerged as a rhythm linked to the history of slavery. It took form in the sugar plantations as a popular response to the music and dance of the aristocrats. Through bomba, happiness and suffering were communicated." End quote. As part of his illustrious career, Maelo became the first Black singer of popular music to appear in Puerto Rican television. He is considered one of the greatest salsa singers in the history of the genre. But that's not all. He is also one of the salsa singers who most often addressed issues of race and racism in the songs he chose to perform. In Mi Negrita Me Espera, which you would translate as My Dear Black Woman Waits For Me, this unique Afro-Puerto Rican artist sings exquisitely about a mundane peer pressure situation. He presents the conundrum of a Black male who wants to both honor and respect his partner, a Black woman, but who also would like to party along with his friends. What does he do in the end? Let's listen.
Es tarde. Me espera hasta mañana, porque cuando salí dijo negro no tardes en la ciudad.
Es tarde, ya me voy, mi negrita me espera hasta mañana, porque cuando salí dijo Negro, no tardes en la ciudad. It's late. I'm leaving now. My dear black woman is waiting for me. I'll see you tomorrow. Because when I left, she said, black man, don't stay too long in the city. This was an interesting piece to translate because of the word negrita, whose multiple potential meanings present a challenge for the translator. In fact, I had a very interesting exchange with my good friends Melissa, our co-host, and Brianna, both black women with first-hand experience in the use of the word. I decided to go with Dear Black Woman. However, for the rest of the song, I will simply retain the word as it is said in Spanish, negrita. As you encounter this word throughout the song, think about the nuance of love between black partners to help you understand how it's used in this context. Si no vuelvo, mi negrita se desvelará, no se acostará. Déjenme irme, que es muy tarde ya. Voy sin miedo de la noche, que muy negra está. El hombre bueno no teme a la oscuridad. Yo ando por buen camino y en mi soledad. Déjenme irme, que es muy tarde ya. Voy sin miedo de la noche, que muy negra está. If I don't get back, my negrita will stay awake. She won't go to bed. Let me get going, it's so late already. I'll walk with no fear of this very dark night. Good men aren't afraid of the darkness. I walk the good path, and I walk in solitude. Let me get going, it's very late already. I'll walk with no fear of this very dark night. We immediately arrived at the peer pressure that creates the conundrum in the song. I can clearly see here Milo's friends trying to convince him to stay longer with them, partying and having drinks down in the city. But he knows he's expected back home. The lyrics also imply that on his way back home, Milo would have to pass through frightening dark stretches of the road. He decides to return all the same. After all, he's a good man. He's got nothing to be afraid of. Plus, his negrita is waiting and he does not want to leave her waiting. From here, we transition into the call and response part of the song. The chant is, déjenme irme, que es muy tarde ya. Let me go, it's so late already. El hombre bueno no teme a la oscuridad, camará. Déjenme irme ya. Déjenme irme ya. Mi negrita se desvelará. Como yo soy negrito bueno, ando sin miedo en mi soledad. Mi negrita se desvelará si yo no llego temprano, camará. Déjenme irme ya. Déjenme irme ya. Me quiero ir ya. A good man isn't afraid of the darkness, my friend. Let me go now. Let me go now. My negrita is going to stay awake. Since I'm a good black man, I walk around by myself with no fear. My negrita's gonna stay awake if I don't get back before late, my friend. Let me go now. Let me go now. I wanna leave now. Besides the nickname Maelo, Ismael Rivera had another famous nickname, El Sonero Mayor, the greatest sonero. This nickname refers to his exceptional ability for soneo, which is the ability to improvise lyrics during the call and response section of the songs. In the words of the Colombian music researcher, César Pagano, a sonero is, I quote, a person with the traditional skills of a singer, such as tuning, diction, rhythm, and the ability to produce several voices, who also has the privilege of being able to improvise in a fluid and creative way about a topic or circumstance, real or imaginary. End quote. And Maelo was the best among soneros. Cuando yo salgo para la ciudad, siempre me embalo, regreso por la madrugada. El hombre bueno no teme a la oscuridad. Si no regreso pronto, mi negrita se desvelará. Every time I go to the city, I always get drunk and I get back at dawn. A good man isn't afraid of the darkness. If I don't get back soon, my negrita is gonna stay awake. You can hear Maelo begging his friends to let him go. He knows his negrita is not going to be happy if he gets back late and gets into trouble down in the city with his friends. I'm sure many of you have experienced this. Not me, of course. I'm a good negrito. Right. Mi Negrita Me Espera presents something incredibly important in music. Being black in a normal setting. Normal. Simple details of life, such as your dear partner waiting for you and worrying about you as you get home late, are made song here through the lens of a black couple. That normalcy, a privilege of sorts which isn't often granted to black people, is refreshingly given here to a black man and a black woman. What do you think about this song, Mel?
Gosh, all I can say is let that man leave. This is truly one of, if not my favorite, Were You Listening episode. I'd like to echo Andres's wonderful commentary about the mundane experiences of Black folks. It's refreshing to connect to a theme as regular as this. When the episode originally released in October 2020, we were still deep in the pandemic and reckoning with challenging systems of racism. Mi Negrita Me Espera reminded us, or maybe just me, that there's a gift in our ability to exist within mundane interpersonal experiences.
And to finish this track, I got some Mi Negrita Me Espera trivia for you. It turns out that this composition by the Puerto Rican blind pianist and composer Carlos Suarez is in fact a translation and adaptation of a Brazilian song called O Menino do Brasanha, created by the composer Luis Vieira and the poet Arnaldo Passos, and first recorded in 1953. I've put a link to the original song in the sources for this episode. You can clearly see the similarities. In fact, the original Brazilian song also talks about a conundrum. However, the characters in that conundrum are mother and her son, instead of a negrita and her black man. Of course, I'm biased, I like Maelo's cha-cha-cha version much, much better. But let's honor the original creators. I want to thank the Mixtape Podcast team, my co-host Dr. Melissa Belotes, who edited this episode, and Susan Maicalcio, who creates the graphics for the episodes. And to our audience, thank you so much for being here with us today. I am your host, Andres Incapié, and if you weren't listening, now you are.
Thanks for listening to today's episode. To hear today's song or other songs featured on the Were You Listening series, check out the Were You Listening playlist, which can be found at our brand new website, themixtapepodcast.com. Be sure to follow us on Instagram and Facebook at mixtape.podcast, as well as Twitter and YouTube, which are easily accessed through our website. Make sure you hit that subscribe button and turn on notifications for our posts. This episode was sponsored by Orange County Arts Commission. Thanks for listening. This is Mixtape.